This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
1-800-636-1067, the number on the MGM National Harbor Lister line. You tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. It's the youngest of Charles Linnell Willingham. I'll take you up to 10 o'clock here tonight. Somebody tweeted at me. It said, it's my guy Jeffries 175. Said, now please ask the Commanders coaches to pick up a new big running back for November and December to spell B-Rob, a big John Riggins, Derrick Henry type of back, and we'll have a, we'll win in the winter season. Yeah. I don't know if I quote tweeted it or not, if I had the gumption to do so. I didn't because I'm scared and I don't want people to yell at me on Twitter. Khalil Herbert is being made available by Chicago. And I was going to quote tweet and say, Washington should be in on him. But he's not even the type of back we need. We need another Brian Robinson clone because it's not Chris Rodriguez, who they might as well convert to linebacker because the only reason he's on the team is because he tackles on special teams. Just be real. He's not good. I just don't think he's a good football player. I'm surprised he made the team. Is it Jared Wiley, Michael Wiley, whatever Wiley it is, Michael Wiley. Surprised he made the team over the Arizona Rook. But nonetheless, postseason talk. Who should be the favorite to win the NFCs? Go back out to the phones. Reese is in Maryland. He's been waiting a long time. What's up, Reese?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
How you doing?
All right. I think it wouldn't be no letdown if we didn't make the playoffs. Because, not we didn't make it, but if Philly went first. Hello?
Yeah, you still there, brother.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, because I look at it like, so for us to be where we want to be, I think we need to pick up a number one cornerback. And if we do that, then I think it would be a letdown because I think that's all we need. We need somebody to stick A.J. Brown and because they got a running game and an offensive game. They got a good offensive game and solid defense. So it wouldn't surprise me if they edge us out and make the playoffs. And I mean, get in front of us. Mm-hmm. But as long as we make it, it's definitely a plus.
Reese, I appreciate you, man. 1-800-636-1067. Looking at, probability stuff, Washington's got, an 80% chance of making the playoffs. The probability to win the NFCs isn't as high. I just got a hard time thinking they're going to do it. I know people are going to say, oh, you're so negative. I'm so tired of the fans out there that call me of all people out about being negative Nancy about this group. I'm not going to say I'm the biggest homer, but I know how to spin it to make it positive. I know how to spin it. Who was here last year telling you Sam Howell was the goods? This tub of goo. So I'm dumbfounded by some of the commentary. Excuse me for being objective. Is what I will say. Excuse me for being objective about this group. I understand that, it ain't perfect. And I say it all the time. We drinking the Kool-Aid. The Kool-Aid is sweet right now. It just is. That's fine. doesn't mean you can't be objective about it. They can't stop the run. That's the thing I keep harping on. And if you listen to the pregame show every Sunday here on The Fan, I sound like a broken record. Y'all are probably thinking, well, does he research anything else about the run defense? Yeah, but what matters more? Vic and Akeke, we let him go 3 minutes because he was spitting gospel. If you can't stop the run, you can't win in this league in the postseason. You can't. You name me a team that's had postseason success to finish top five, or bottom five, rather, in run defense. You can't find me a team like that. They don't make them like that. Just is what it is to this point. It's not how good teams are constructed. It's not. But the beautiful thing about the NFL, the beautiful thing about this entire situation, is if you're Washington, you can get better at stopping the run. There have been marginal improvements made each and every week. I cannot deny that. I'd be a damn fool. I'd be a fool to act as if they can't improve. I'm no idiot, right? I know just as much ball as anybody you hear on either of these two stations. So I understand that, yes, they're marginally improving each and every week. But you find me a team that is bottom five in the NFL and stopping the run, that has postseason success, that wins their division. It don't happen. There are certain non-negotiables in football. And in the wintertime, when they get cold, see, October football is different than December football. That's why, to me, we're clamoring for a corner, an edge rusher, a receiver. I think the biggest need that I'd go after a corner. I think you can manufacture pass rush. And I think your pass rush gets better if you got stable guys on the outside. But newsflash, we need another running back. We need a Brian Robinson clone because clearly he's not right. I'm glad that they put him on an injury report with a hamstring, because I was going to give Cliff Kingsbury hell. How against the best two defenses that you play, you forget how to run the ball? Now, I know Baltimore, you didn't have B-Rob available, but clearly you don't trust Chris Rodriguez. Against Chicago, you went 15 straight plays where B-Rob ain't touching. You need a clone, because that physical, nasty running style that he plays with is now a part of your identity and the part of the fabric of this offense. So you need it. You look different when you don't have that. Like, yeah, I guess B-more, they scored 23 points. But you can't tell me the offense functioned just as well as it did against a team like Arizona when you were running the I was about to say something I couldn't say. When you were running the heck out of the football. 1-800-636-1067. Question simple. Who's the favorite in the NFC East? And if Washington doesn't win it, would you consider it a disappointment? Uh-oh. My dog. Ray and Bimo. What's going on, Ray?
Hey, man. What's going on, man? Hey, man. I peeped the compilation of celebrations on YouTube, man. You know, they put a compilation together, you celebrating the Hail Mary, man. I was happy for you, man.
I was definitely happy for you.
But when it comes to the Skins/Commanders, man, move that they need to make, right? They need to make a Adam Peters got to be Eric DaCosta type of aggressive. You know how in 2019, with everybody's clamoring for a corner with the Ravens, they went out and got Marcus Peters.
Mm-hmm.
When the run game was struggling and stopping the run, they went out and out of nowhere shocked us all up here and got Roquan Smith.
Yep.
So when it comes to if you're serious about making a move, you go out there, and I understand, you know, Miami's Miami. If you do everything you can to get Jalen Ramsey, hey, man, listen, the D.C. Ashburn area is family friendly. It's not the Oakland area. You can I understand that it's not Miami, but at the same time, if you're serious about making the move and overtaking the Philadelphia Eagles, Howie Roseman makes aggressive moves. And I'm not saying, before I hang up the phone, for Adam Peters to be Howie Roseman. But if you're serious about making a move and overtaking and the NFC East and having a stranglehold moving forward, and
you got to do something.
You make an aggressive move, man. That's all I got to say, Playboy. You take care, bro.
Hey, Ray, I appreciate you. Ray brought up my dog. Look, my best friend's an Eagles fan. I don't even refer to Howie Roseman as Howie Roseman. I call him Big Game Howie. All Howie Roseman does is swing for the fences and keep the Eagles in that Super Bowl conversation. What are the Eagles going to do at the deadline? I know the Eagles got something up their sleeve and are looking to make a move. Washington should be in the same boat. You have so many years of this young man on a rookie contract. I think it's the biggest asset in all of professional sports, that an elite rookie on a rookie deal. Talking about at the quarterback position. AJ's out in Tyson. What's going on, AJ?
What's good, my brother?
What's going on, man?
Lunell, or should I say Lunell?
Whatever you prefer tonight, brother. The world is yours on a Friday night.
Hey, man, but just keep doing great things, man, and this traffic listening to you. But at the end of the day, bro, I feel like Washington can win the division even if their run defense isn't the greatest. I think that they could still go 6-0 in this division. I think with any division game, especially in the NFC East, it's up for grabs, but I think Washington is the better team out of the four teams within the division. Now, when you talk about adding additions, I think the issue with a lot of fans and these callers is thinking that these great cornerbacks that make up the NFL are on the open market. That's a rarity.
Right.
It's a rarity to be able to trade for a Jalen Ramsey in season, like what, you know, the Rams were able to do a couple years back and stuff like that. But there's not great corners just available.
But AJ, let me cut you off for a hot second, because I think you understand this better than anybody else because of the detail you watch with. They don't need a great corner. They need another guy that can come in and spell guys. They don't have – they're an injury away at that position from being assed out, excuse my friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where they are.
I think that's everything on the defense. Just take – if they were to lose Luvu or Bobby Wagner,
right, yeah,
they'd be assed out.
Yeah.
But I think before anything, a pass rusher is more important than a cornerback. Like, if you can get to the quarterback as fast as you can, that improves everyone in that secondary, from the Quan Martins of the world, the Chins, the St. Juice, to the Forbes or Noah, Mike Sandstrom. Like, if you can get to the quarterback and create pressure and force them to get the ball out quicker, that is going to improve that secondary as much as it can. If you go add a J.C. Horn or Denzel Ward to what this defense is doing, you still got a guy on the other side that may not be able to hold their guy just as long as Denzel Ward. So it doesn't necessarily change much. You're still going to need a pass rush and not having to manufacture one. So that's where I stand on that. I mean, I think these corners that people are naming aren't available, but if you are going to be aggressive in the trade, go try to get an elite pass rusher like a Myles Garrett. You feel me? Like,
for sure.
Those are aggressive moves that you can make, especially right now. I think if the draft were to start today, Watts would be picking like 26 overall. Like, you're not going to get no dominant corner or pass rusher at 26 overall in the draft, the first round, 2025.
AJ, let me ask you this, because I get what you're saying about the pass rusher being the premium. But I think adding a corner gives you more freedom as a coach to be more aggressive in manufacturing rush by way of the blitz and things of that nature, because you trust the guys out there on an island. I don't think they can't blitz as much as they want, and they blitz a ton, right? But they probably would want to blitz more, but they can't because of who they have in the back end.
But, I mean, just imagine if you get like a Garrett, for example, or maybe even a Za'Darius Smith, let's just think low end. You don't even have to manufacture blitzes or blitz more. You could just go with your front four with the Johnny.
Well, AJ, we've seen how that worked out last year. I can't. I'm not in that. I'm not in that business no more, man.
Yeah, but one last thing, because I know you got other callers doing an amazing job. I have noticed Brian Robinson Jr. is injured, and I think that they need to go and make a call to Leonard Fournette or Latavius Murray. Someone kind of cut up the same cloth.
What if Algier? You know what? I'd love me some Tyler Algier up here. Woof.
I don't think they're moving off of him in Atlanta, but they definitely need to go get another back.
For sure. AJ, appreciate you as always, my brother. 1-800-636-1067. Paul's out in D.C. What's up, Paul?
What's up, buddy, man? We are the favorites in the NFC East. That's
Paul, I knew you was going to say that. I felt your energy, brother.
Hey, man, you know how I get down. I'm D.C. all the way, baby. You know what I mean?
Tell me why, though.
I'm going to tell you why. Because Philadelphia is not as strong as they used to be. And they have, I mean, clearly Jalen Hurts is Jalen Hurts. Yeah. But they've never played us with a quarterback that's quite as dynamic as Jalen Daniels.
Sure.
That's number one. Number two, I think that Dan Quinn and his defensive staff, they go up against Jalen Hurts every day in practice. This is what I was telling people about Caleb Williams. I was like, Caleb Williams is not going to dominate us the way he's been dominating the league, because Jalen Daniels is probably the most explosive and more talented back. A quarterback as far as running the ball as anybody in the league outside of Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
And Lamar Jackson doesn't throw the ball as well as he does. So I think that we're going to probably split with Philly. I think that we're going to sweep Dallas unless that last game of the year we have nothing to play for and we're playing backups at that point. But our main focus should be like to try to beat Pittsburgh,
yep.
Split with Philly, sweep Dallas, beat the Titans. There go your 11 wins right there.
I think, and I agree with you on that. I do think there's a path to 11. I think you hit it on the head, though, too. They don't got a sweep Philly. I know the last caller, AJ, said, man, they can go 6-0 in the division. I just think that's unrealistic.
No, I don't think that. Yeah,
you're going to split with Philly. I think that's the best-case scenario, which you can't have happen and win the division. Paul is getting swept by Philly, in my opinion.
Right. You can't get swept by Philly, and you can't lose to Dallas.
Yeah.
Especially on that Thanksgiving Day game. You got to beat them on that first game so that then at that point you control your own destiny for the most part on most of the situations, most of the scenarios, because you would have beaten Chicago and you got to beat Atlanta. You got to beat Atlanta, you know.
For sure, so, Paul, appreciate games, you.
Yeah, hey, man, always a pleasure,
appreciate
man. I'm missing
Paul.
Dr. Knight.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, man. I saw my man last night, man. Appreciate you, man.
I listen to you in the morning, man.
Appreciate you, man. 1-800-636-1067. Can we get Dave in real quick before we hit? We're gonna double it up. We're gonna double it up anyway. Let's go to Dave out in Bethesda.
Hey, what's up, Linnell? Is this going on?
Yeah, I got you, brother. What's going on?
Hey, I appreciate you being on the air so late. Everyone else is off air, so I went over to 106.7. Always a hit. Thank you, brother.
I just wanted to make a comment, man.
I'm about 30 years old, and we've been.
You're part of the movement, David. You know that. Come on.
I've been a Redskins fan for a while. Now, hands tied behind my back. I'm a Commanders fan, I guess, but a Washington football fan. You know, the atmosphere in the D.C. area, it's so enlightening now on what we are, because everyone was scared to wear their gear, regardless of what happens in the season going further, even if we go 50-50 on the season. It's just nice seeing people wear their gear. I was just at a bar in Georgetown and seeing them have Commander specials and things along those lines. People aren't embarrassed to wear their stuff anymore, and man, it's an awesome feeling. You know what I mean?
I agree with you, brother. I do. It's a damn good feeling.
It's a damn good feeling. So hail to the Commanders. Going into the season, I think we'll easily 4-4 in the remainder of the season.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a reason that we won't get that. And as far as the Ravens game goes, that was a true test that we had, because we could have been one-hit wonders. Who knows? But just being able to go against the Ravens, who's been good for a while, a long time, and get within one possession of them, that was a good gauge on where we are as a franchise, and just shows that we can play with the big boys this year. So,
for sure. David,
that was a win.
Yeah, David, I appreciate the call as always. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a timeout when we come back, as we do each and every week. Get you my key Commanders, guys that must play well in order for Washington to move to 7-2 Sunday against the Giants. That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
1-800-636-1067, the number on the MGM National Harbor Lister Lounge. You can tweet at me. It's at NELL_BTP. Taking up the 10 o'clock here on Overtime, we'll actually talk a little bit of basketball before we get out of here. I don't know if you all know, but Bilal Coulibaly leads all players from last year's draft class in scoring, averaging more than Victor Wembanyama, more than Grady Dick, more than Scoot Henderson. It's been awesome for our guy Bilal Coulibaly. Wizards in action tomorrow night out in Mexico City, 9:30 tip-off, a late one. Pre-game coverage is going at 9 over on our sister station, the Team 980. We'll talk a little bit of Wizards before we get out of here. We'll also let you hear from the coordinators of the Washington Commanders, Joe Witt Jr. and Cliff Kingsbury. We'll let you hear from them before we get out of here. And then our super producer, Mad Max, is going to help us out with something that I'm actually telling him about on the fly right now as the radio show moves on. Max, we're going to play a little bit of Contender or Pretender with some NFL teams a little bit later on in the show. But right now, as we do each and every Friday night here on Overtime that we have in Overtime, it's time for our key Commanders, guys that must play well. Great. Damn it, must play great for the Commanders to win on Sunday and move to 7-2 against the New York Giants. First and foremost, and Max, you can relate to this. You're another. I call anybody that is a diehard fan of this team and you're under the age of 30, you're a psycho. So I put you in that category of the psychopath fans. When I'm like toggling through like the ESPN app or they throw up a graphic of standings on the screen, it doesn't even feel right to see 6-2.
It's bizarre.
Like, it's odd.
It doesn't. So you and I had a moment in the fishbowl before the season started where we looked at each other and was like, I think this team could be different. And now being proven right through 8 weeks of the season, it feels eerie.
I'm feeling for the crash. And let me tell you what the crash is. When I don't want to do this because I'm not a negative guy. And I know one of you morons earlier called in and said, "You're the most pessimistic Commanders fan." Here's what I am worried about this weekend. I give a rat's ass about the Giants. They stink. They're not going to beat us. You know what can beat us and cause us a loss? Maybe not in the game, but for the rest of the year. I'm almost to the point, man, if we're up two possessions at halftime, I'm pulling the starters. I don't want to play on their terrible ass turf. You know what would suck the life out of this town? A massive injury Sunday on that terrible ass turf. And I hate to be that guy, but that's all I've been thinking about. I will never forget when Haloti Ngata stripped me of my high school football fandom. He ruined my high school time, when he busted Robert Griffin's knee. I hope nothing like that happens Sunday, because I can so see it.
I mean, we're a scarred and battered fan base.
We are.
That's really
yeah.
what it boils down to.
I have anxiety with this team. I think I've seen the worst happen with this group. That's why. I saw this team before intercept a pass, have it stripped away by the wide receiver, and ran back for a touchdown. I've seen this team get off to a 6-2 start, and then the damn quarterback shreds his leg into pieces. I've seen the left tackle, best of all time damn near, go, I don't want to play here no more, and you're not getting nothing back in return from me either. I watched the best quarterback in the history of this franchise to this point, Kirk Cousins, not be re-signed, and we just completely threw away whatever that era was. So I've seen it all with this group, it feels like. Like, the highs have been high and the lows have been low. Think about this, and I know I'm somebody that you all branded as a Chase sexual, but even with Chase Young, comes out guns a blazing rookie year. Looks like He-Man, Hercules. And he couldn't stay off U Street. Couldn't stay out in the studio with Fat Trail. I was in New Orleans. And I feel bad taking shots at Chase Young. I hope anyone out there that's listening, that's a fan of mine, knows that I just be playing with Chase. That's my man. That's good folk. We go way back. Kick Commanders before I get fired. The Washington Commanders got to win Sunday against the New York Giants. And my first key commander is left tackle Brandon Coleman. Say what you want about the New York Giants and what they have been this year. The one thing that they do well and as good as anybody in the NFL is get after the quarterback. They have the most sacks in the NFL this year at 35. Now, part of that is because Dexter Lawrence leads the National Football League in sacks. And let me just put this in perspective. Ain't no damn way he's leading the league in sacks. I honestly can't believe it. I didn't realize, like, it's not just Sexy Dexy either. Like, Azeez Ojulari is getting after people. Brian Burns is getting after people. Like, the Giants' pass rush is legit. They got dudes that get after the quarterback on that team. That is my concern going into Sunday. Does Washington have enough at tackle? Can we keep Jayden Daniels upright? And it was a problem in the first meeting. How many times was Daniels sacked in that first meeting? Six times? In that first game against the Giants, I'm pretty sure. So, like, that to me makes Brandon Coleman that much more important. And it's the first time all year that a Commander's left tackle is going to play 100% of the snaps. That is rough. And I said five times it was Mad Max. So they sacked him five times in that week two game. But, like, getting after the quarterback is what the Giants do. But the one thing that helped Washington in that week two win was exotic smash mouth football. They punched the New York Giants in the mouth. 35 carries, 215 yards. You need that type of performance this weekend in order to beat the Giants. And lucky for us, right? Brandon Coleman, in terms of run block win rate, he's been the best in the NFL. I'm going to go look it up again here real quick just to make sure I'm not a dummy, but I'm pretty sure ESPN win rate metric. I think Brandon Coleman, last time I looked, was the highest ranked left tackle in football in terms of run block ranking. In terms of the offensive line, Tyler Biadasz, third in terms of pass win rate in the NFL. When you get to offensive tackle, so because he's missed time, he missed last week. Okay. Because he missed last week, he's not listed here. But going into the week, he was number one in that category. And, like, to me, that shows you everything you need to know about this kid. He's special. I said it out of camp. I remember I came in, I was filling in for Craig Hoffman, and I had people call up and tell me how premature I was and how stupid I was. I said, man, the way it looks coming out of camp is that Washington's got their left tackle of the future and their quarterback of the future, but nobody wanted to hear it. Doyle's in Richmond. What's going on, Doyle?
Hey, sorry I hadn't talked to you for a while.
I'm about to say, Doyle, what's going on, man?
Well, I had a lot of road time, and I can't use that phone with the app they gave us. Anyhow, that 6-2 does feel right to me. The last 30 years or so, subpar, that's what didn't feel right, because I did get to see the 3 Super Bowl wins, and the only year that I was really worried was the year that they lost to the Raiders. So, naturally, I was worried when the Doug Williams year came around and the Mark Griffin year came around. But, and now I got a little bit of worry. I don't necessarily see any Super Bowl, but I can see a possible playoff run. But this feels more right to me than all that losing did.
I'm about to say, I think we all feel that way, Doyle. I appreciate the call as always. Good to hear from you, my friend. 1-800-636-1067. I gave you my key commander on the offensive side of the football. It's Brandon Coleman. When we come back, key commander on the defensive side of the football. Guy that's got to play great for Washington to win. That's next on the Fan. MGM National Harbor List of Lines open for some folks. 1-800-636-1067 is the number, I kid. 1-067. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was... Siakam and Charles and L. Willingham will take you up to 10 o'clock. Max, you bring the worst out of me. So we'll take you up to 10 o'clock here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. Oh, man. We'll get into the Wizards before we get out of here, I promise you. Bilal Coulibaly, excellent performance the other night. And the young core of the Wizards is actually playing really well. Coulibaly, Alex Sarr, Keyshawn George, Bub Carrington, all playing really good basketball right now. We'll get into the Wizards before we get out of here. Also play a little bit of contender or pretender in the 9 o'clock hour. Plus, let you hear from the coordinators of the Commanders, Joe Witt Jr., as well as the offensive coordinator, Cliff Kingsbury. Right now, give me my key commanders, guys that must play well Sunday against the New York Giants in order for this team to get a win. I gave you my offensive key commander, and that guy is Brandon Coleman. With Corn Lucas being out of the lineup, Brandon Coleman playing, he's going to get 100% of the reps. It'll be the first time all year that a tackle, right, for Washington has played 100% of the snaps. So I wonder, one, from a fatigue standpoint, how does that impact them? And then two, I can't see no more Trent Scott, man. Seriously. Like, Trent Scott's terrible. Now, if it was some type of, like, dance competition where we need to see him get crunk and do his beta kappa theta bit that he does, I'm all for Trent Scott. When it comes down to real football being played, I mean, come on. Seriously. I don't think Trent, if me and Trent Scott went up against each other in 10 pass blocking reps, I'd get at least two. I mean, I'm telling you, I'd get at least two. We can put some money on it. I'd get at least two wins against them. But, oh my gosh, I got to get off the internet. But no, like, I worry about the tackle spot this week because of the matchup. I can't believe it. Honestly feels weird to say the Giants are leading the NFL in sacks. And like it doesn't necessarily feel that way. But I guess when you've got the guy in the NFL that has the most sacks, you know, okay. But, man, as a team, defensively, like, they're good, but they ain't that good. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I still believe, and maybe that's the bias, the homer in me coming out. I think they sacked Jaden Daniels 5 times in week 2. It was very clear he was just getting comfortable with expanding the playbook and pushing the ball down the field. This weekend, against that Giants defense, they can't fart around with it. You gotta run the ball. You run the ball, things will go well for you. In terms of quarterback pressures, Giants are 12th in the NFL with a number 1 in sacks. So that's an interesting stat. But, like, man, this pass defense of the Giants is also playing at a decent level. They've given up 9 passing touchdowns this year. That's 1, 2, 3, 4th fewest. Now, they're a logjam of teams tied with the same amount of touchdowns given up. But, like, contextually, when you look at the Giants this year, they've been in every football game outside of, was it the Browns game where they got blown out? They've been in every football game this year. Well, Minnesota, they weren't competitive, yeah. Like, they've been in every game. That Eagles game, they weren't really competitive either. But, like, it's a group you can't sleep on, and I think that pass rush really gives me concern. It keeps me up at night. It does. Now, their run defense is another story. Their run defense, they're one of the worst rush defenses in the NFL. You can have success against them there. But they've given up the most runs of 10 or more yards this year. Talking about the Giants. They're not good in that category. They're just not. So my key commander on offense is Brandon Coleman. He's going to have his hands full of tackle with Burns. No Kayvon Thibodeau. He lucked out with that. But Kayvon Thibodeau. Azeez Ojulari is getting after the passer as good as anybody in the league right now, too. So one on offense, one on defense. My defensive key commander. I'm going to cheat. It's my show. Do whatever the hell I want. It's not one player. It's a position group. It's the interior defensive line. The Giants had so much success running duo against Washington in week 2 that it drove me up a wall. They ran duo and inside zone all game long. They're double teaming the defensive tackle, moving up to the next level, and the linebackers are in no man's land. That can't happen this week against New York. It can't. So on offense, my key commander is Brandon Coleman. On defense, it's the interior defensive line. Johnny Newton, Deron Payne, Big Phil Mathis, who, by the way, I mean, I want my flowers. Max, thank you. I said it weeks ago.
Yeah.
I said he plays the double team better than anybody on this football team.
That's facts.
And now he's getting shouted out for it. We happen to know ball around here, Max. That's all. So it just is what it is. But, like, those guys got to play big against New York. And it's paramount against that group because of how the first matchup went. And it's not as if you've significantly improved your run defense since then. You're just as bad. So I think I know what the game plan is going to be. A lot of Tyrone Tracy. It's a hell of a name, by the way. Tyrone. The 5 o'clock free crack giveaway. Good gracious. Final hour of power coming up. Here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. Let's get to Mitch in New Jersey before we take the break. Hey, Mitch, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how's it going? Now, thanks for taking my call. Huh?
Yeah, I appreciate you calling, man. Sure.
You know, this team, it'd be too easy to overlook this team. They're so pathetic. It really is. But they do have good pass rush. Give it that. Just run the ball. We get a ground game going. Offense be more balanced, and Jaden, you know, we'll take less shots. I wish we could rest them, but we gotta win every game, especially the division. You know, love it. And I want to ask you, what do you think about Clayton Frazee? Come along, we'll get more play.
Yeah,
defensive rotation.
Yeah, Mitch, I appreciate your call, bro. I like Clelin Ferrell. Like, I think the play that that Johnny Newton gets the sack on Caleb, Clelin jumps in the passing lane, and that's why that happens. They try to throw a screen. Clelin reads it well. and he ends up getting the sack. Like, I like Cleveland Farrell. It's pass rush by committee, though. Cleveland Farrell's a former top five pick, bro. I talked to him out of camp. He gave me a real-ass answer. I said, man, do you still feel the pressure of living up to your draft status? He said, man, I feel the pressure of staying in this league. I said, wow, that was deep, brother. This is real. You had to care about idiot former Division III radio host who questioned his ability. He just wants to go ball. Final hour of power coming out. When we get back, top of the 9 o'clock hour, we'll hear from our super producer, Mad Max. We'll play a little bit of contender or pretender in the National Football League. Who's real and who's fake as we get geared up for a massive week number 9 in the NFL. That's next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.